Good morning. Proverbs 19, verse 20. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. So raise your hand if you're a senior this year, senior in high school. It's a lot smaller group than I expected. It's kind of nice to be top dog on campus this year, isn't it? You're the one that everybody looks up to, the one with the most experience. You've earned your stripes. But of course, then there's all those other college students, the SEM students, the staff and faculty that are here as well. You have people to look up to, many years of wisdom and experience. For example, Prof. Pfeiffer has seen a thing or two in his day, hasn't he? I admire his insight. His son David vicared under me a couple of years ago, and we went to visit a shut-in. And as David told this lady that he was a Pfeiffer, she asked him from what family, and as soon as he mentioned that he was Prof. John Pfeiffer's son, she exclaimed, "Oh, little Johnny!" That puts things in perspective, doesn't it? This lady happened to be Viola Schweikert. She happened to die this past summer. One of the most amazing Christians I've ever met. She died just a month short of being 104 years old. Imagine all that Viola's gone through in her life. By my calculations, she may have had known somebody who lived at the time of the War of 1812. Absolutely incredible if you think about that. Think of all the other wars that she herself lived through. All the challenges in life. All the blessings. All the experiences she had. She had seen it all. And boy, she loved to talk about it too. I heard all about her years growing up in Glencoe, Minnesota. Things were a lot different then. They shared a common towel. They shared a common dipper from which to drink. She even commented about how this was even when there was a big disease going through the community where many people died, and she was amazed that she could live through that using a common dipper. From story to story, she'd unfold the tapestry of her life. All these amazing stories to listen to. But it always amazed me that it always came back to the death of her oldest child, Mary Louise. It obviously had been a very tough moment in her life. And yet there were no tears. As she talked about her passing, she would always come up with the conclusion that she used as her theme in life, "The Almighty makes no mistakes." Viola liked to consider herself as an eternal optimist, and she didn't just say that, she lived that. You could tell by the way she lived. She knew her Lord, she knew His promises, she knew her salvation. That where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. You know, she even had large sections of Scripture memorized, entire Psalms, something for you to consider for your life, and thinking about optimism as you face your years ahead. But she saw her source of strength from her Creator, even her favorite passage being that from Isaiah 40. "But those who wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." She looked to her Creator. She had her connections to history, but she put her life in perspective to the eternal God. Her years were nothing in comparison to His. The Almighty, Eternal God, who has spanned the entire course of history, not just limited from the time of the War of 1812, but forever. The supreme being who created all things, the supreme being in his supreme intelligence, provided a solution for death. In his infinite wisdom, he knew what needed to be accomplished for us. In his superior planning, he made everything work out for our salvation. And by his ultimate experience, he sended a Savior. So Jesus came to this sin-darkened world, living that perfect life in our place, making that sacrifice that was necessary to take away our sins, and rising back to life to demonstrate his victory over death itself. Where the light of his salvation casts out the darkness and ugliness of sin that we see around or surrounding us, and bringing lasting peace and cheer to the one whose eyes have been opened by the power of the Holy Spirit. You seniors are top dog on campus. But think of Viola's credentials. People would often ask her the secret of living to be 100 and being so happy about life. And she always commented that it was about serving others because of what the Lord had done for her. She would tell the story of being a young child, and after dinner her mother put a pie out on the table. She turned that pie so that the largest piece was facing her. And her brother, sitting next to her, inconspicuously turned that piece of pie toward himself. She glared at him, and of course, she immediately was more assertive this time, turning the bigger piece back to herself. And her father noticed this exchange, and he told her, "The day will come when you wish you would have turned the small piece or the smaller piece to yourself." If you think about it, it's the smaller piece of pie which brings the higher good. As Viola served others, this is how she viewed life. Having been redeemed by her Lord Jesus, she wanted to serve others, the bigger piece, leaving herself with the smaller piece, which she sincerely delighted in, because she saw the joy that it brought to others. I will greatly miss holding her shaking hand as I share God's word with her in devotion. Viola taught me a lot about life, helping direct my thoughts toward my Savior as well. But the Lord has placed Violas in your life. The Lord has placed dedicated, wise Christians around you. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Amen. We sing stanzas 1 and 6 of hymn 427, stanzas 1 and 6 of hymn 427.